Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, this is winding up today, telling you about some people, not nearly all of them, and I hope you dear people that I haven't mentioned will not be offended, but because I couldn't get them all in my old mind, I'm just talking from my heart, and I appreciate everything everyone has done, and there's been so many. But I told you yesterday I was going to tell you about the problem that we have on getting food. When I started, I went out to Fred Myers and I sung my little song and told them about my need, and they started giving me a few groceries, and I took my pickup, and then I took a pickup and a trailer, and they kept giving me a little more, and then we got into 18-wheelers. I can't take time to tell you the whole story. But the time came when we were getting all of the salvage. And Fred Myers is a large donator. Their salvage warehouse, my understanding was, that handled all the outdated and damaged stuff that came from all the way from Alaska to the Mexican border and the west coast of the United States. Fred Myers. And there was a time we was picking up a full semi-load every day. And you can see the supply. And those men were so good. That company was so good to us. May God bless them. And I'll tell you that I'll always be indebted to some of them that were key players in that. But it's changed. Now those big companies, and I got help from Albertsons and Safeways and some others along the way. They're all good to me. But now it's handled differently because the salvage grocery market began to be a big money-making business, and people got into it just to make money, and they would buy it up and then resell it to little thrift stores or have one of their own, but generally they'd get the big ones. And there's a two or three big organizations that pretty well got it all tied up. And the one that controls that, which we're interested in, is pretty much got the West tied up, and they're headquartered back in Alabama, I believe, some places way back in the deep South. And I don't want to mention names, but that's it. And so we aren't getting any donated food from big stores. We're getting some donated food from people like you, and I appreciate it so much, and I would encourage you. And it's probably be more cost efficient if you just could donate the money and let us buy it through our access. Les Phipps knows who's will sell it the cheapest, and some of these people that are buying it from the big distributors have got the salvage tied up, and they're selling it, and some of them are selling to several stores under them, so everybody's got their hand in the gravy. But some of them have donated to us, and most all of them will cut the price. And so that's the way it's gone, and we could do more probably with your $10 or so that you would spend on groceries. We can get, we paid from $8 to $14. Right now the market is tight and it's hard to even get it. And it's running about $12 a banana box for a nice box of good food. $12. So pray about it. Maybe you want to earmark your money for food. We are not a relief organization, but we found there's no use talking about the bread of heaven when the little old kids, and there are lots of them out there that are hungry. So feed the hungry, clothe the naked, do it all in Jesus' name and through missionaries or workers out there, so they understand they have to take the message of the gospel to get in the line for the soup. And this is not a city mission. This is reaching right out where they live on the reservation. So we've had help down along through the many, many years. I think of one man that I wanted to mention is Brother Merle Davis. The Reverend and Mrs. Merle Davis are pastors out at the Bridal Veil Community Church. That little old church has been there for over 70 years. And Bridal Veil always struck a note in my mind, because when my Uncle Jess' dad ran away from home when he was 15 because his old dad beat him with a leather strap and had some strange ideas. I'll not take time to tell you all, but Dad got on a stern wheel boat and never came back. And he hired out. And a couple years later, Uncle Jess was younger, and he got on one and ran away. And he ended up, got a job at the big old sawmill that was a saw at Bridal Veil. So I've heard about Bridal Veil. It once was one of the big lumber mills in the Northwest. And they had a flume, all those logs off of Larch Mountain in east of Portland. They flumed them down to the big mill at Bridal Veil. And the church started way back there, but it's still there. There's no sawmill, nothing else but a picturesque little post office, the smallest post office in the United States, I understand, in Bridal Veil, Oregon. It's worth a drive out there just to look at it, and you'll see the beautiful little chapel across the highway there. Just turn off at the Bridal Veil exit off of I-84 at exit 28. And you can see it all. But Merle Davis and his little band of believers have backed us and gotten in on the action from day one of First Nation Ministries. And what an important part. It's unbelievable the support that little churches have given us, and we appreciate them so much. But not only is there Merle Davis, there's Dave Marsbarger. He's in the photography and camera business. And I met him years ago, and he started to come to the prayer meeting. And he's with us, and he's been such a blessing helping us set up the pictures and on the computers and transferring these pictures and making it all. We make our own newsletters right here. We had a wonderful copy machine donated. And my darling daughter, she's able to do, we produce it all right here in our little office. So you'll be getting it by the time you get this message. You will have another newsletter, maybe two of them, because we make these ahead of time. And I'm going to be out on the road and to be going. And I want to thank God for Dennis Hayes. He's the head of the KPDQ, that broadcasting company that's got this on the air, and he came out here and set an impassioned plea. I want you back on the radio, the calls, the people want you back on there. And he was emotional, and I looked at him, and I always respected him. I wasn't that well acquainted with him, but he said, I'm going to make it possible, and he's done that. He's found sponsors, and God's just blessing. And we're so thankful for that. And you tune into that broadcast that you hear this on, and stay tuned and keep up on the news. And then not only those, but I think of Eric Mortensen, the good reporter from the Oregonian Providential. He was up at Celilo doing the pictures and the stories of the buildings that 50 years after the Dalles Dam flooded out the fishing grounds. The government had promised to build them houses. They're getting around to it. And by the way, they're hoping to move into the permanent houses next month. They're living in temporary houses. And I went up there, and I couldn't find anything. He was there talking to the head woman, and she's kind of the spiritual leader. She's not the chief or anything, but Karen Jim Whitford and her husband Fred, When I gave him the food, she began to weep and said, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you." And her husband praised Jesus, and she praised God. And I thought, well, praise God. And Eric took it all in and finally let me know he's a reporter. And there that got into the Oregonian, the story of the white 84-year-old hobbling preacher. And all the good that that did, I couldn't have bought advertising like that article in the Sunday Oregonian 3 days after I'd been up there. And he's been such a blessing. He crawled in the cab with a camera lady and made a trip up there with the Christmas load. What a blessing that man has been with his reporting. Then not only is there Eric Mortensen, but there's Dennis Hayes, but there's Roger Smith that helps make up the program. And we're so thankful for each and every one of these. And the dear brother Eric Stiller that is with the Christian News Northwest, and Richard Cole, the reporter. I didn't know those brothers, but they featured, they got the information off the internet, I guess. We're on the web. You can tune in and you can see pictures, and they got it there and out of the Oregonian and where, and they wrote up a beautiful article, and the blessing that has been. And those men have been out here in this humble little office and sat here, and we rejoice together, and I thank them, and what a blessing they've been. I want to thank everyone, the businessmen and the preachers and the church people and just common people of all walks of life that care about First Americans.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.